Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Tony Gollan's got some terrific horses going around at the moment. I reckon he would have just had a big smile the other day after Zoo Style popped out and won its sixth in a row. Morning, Tony.
Good morning.
You must have been pretty happy with Zoo Style.
Yeah, I was. It was a mixture of happiness, I guess, and a little bit of relief. And it's always a bit, you know, a bit tense with these, you know, unbeaten sort of horses. And you want to see them come back and keep their record intact. And luckily, he was able to do that.
Now, you've got six from six. Where do you go from here? So there's so many options for you. And a three-year-old going to get into races, handicaps with lightweight and that sort of thing?
Yeah, there's a couple of, like, obvious options for him for his next run. And one would be the Morton Cup and a fortnight of Doom. And it'd be against the older horses at set weights and penalty scenario. He gets in quite well there, having only won a listed race. If we wanted to go there, that sort of still leaves him in contention for a Stradbroke. The other option would be to wait and just go the three-year-old race on Stradbroke day and just keep him in his own age group for now, and then maybe look at a race like the Ely Stakes post that, or look to the spring with him, you know, as a four-year-old that's certainly had the right upbringing through his two- and three-year-old racing. So there's a couple options there. We had a chat to the owners yesterday afternoon, and we're going to make a decision quite soon which race we'll go at.
Tony, every Queenslander would love to win a Stradbroke.
Yeah, it's certainly the race I'd like to win. I come very close. A few years ago, 2014, with Temple of Boom, I got beat a bob of the heads, and certainly the one race I'd love to win. Unfortunately, with this horse here in particular, my preparation just hasn't been good. With the weather wasn't kind to me early in the prep, and I was reluctant to want to kick him off on them really heavy tracks, and I'm glad I did it. And it certainly made my preparation a little bit trickier.
All right, Outback Barbie, where will she go?
She's definitely on song heading that direction. It's just whether she makes the field. At this stage, she'll run in the Kingsford Smith on Saturday. I'm very pleased with her progression. I think we'll see a better filly second up, and we'll see a better filly at Eagle Farm. So I'm really happy with her, and I'd say she'd be my leading chance getting towards the Stradbroke. If she can make the field, she'll certainly get a very lightweight.
You're nommed about 8 for it. Are any other likely chances there to get in, do you think, or not?
I'm a Ripper would look like a pretty good chance of getting in. He's a tough sort of open handicap. You know, sprinting horse, he's won Group 3s and whatnot. Just whether he's got the class to win a Stradbroke, I'm not totally sure. He'll certainly found out at weight for age, but back to a handicap, he'll make the field. And Vega 1 was very impressive the other day in a three-year-old race at Doomin. He'll head to the Fred Best on Saturday, and it's ballot free. If he's able to win that, he'd make the field. I think he'd be a very worthy candidate the way that he's going. But he's a bit like Outback Barbie. They've got to fire up on Saturday and do the job, and if they do that, well, then they'll look good in the Stradbroke field a fortnight later.
Also, Tony, the JJ Atkins, again, you know, your background, your family from Toowoomba, that'd be one that'd be nice to have on the mantelpiece as well. You've got a stack added there. I mean, some nice horses. Peruto won well the other day. How many do you think you could have in that if you'll get some through?
I think we'll only have the one if we get through there on the size on the weekend. But I'm going to keep a few of them horses just to the shorter trips. I think that's pretty safer option for them. So Garibaldi will run the size. I thought he's running the Champagne was great the other day. His preparation's been tailored towards the size, and then hopefully that sort of tells us we can go to the JJ. So Saturday will tell us where we're going with him, but I'm very, very happy with that colt going into the weekend.
I was just looking the other day and wondering how many, and you've had a terrific run with the Spirit of Booms, obviously. I mean, Peruto won the other day. How many of you individual Spirit of Boom horses have you won with?
Oh, I'm not sure. There's quite a few. I won a maiden with one the other night at Toowoomba 2, Sugar Boom, and another horse, Le Palmier, won his first start at Ipswich the other day, and we'll see them two horses get to some Saturday racing during the carnival as well. So there's quite a few there, a few Spirit of Booms in the stable, and we've obviously been very lucky. Outback Barbie and F Troop started to fly the flag pretty early for him. So he's doing a remarkable job, this stallion, and look, his best, you know, book of mares really only last season, so the foals this year are going to be his best credentialed foals anyway. So it's all ahead of that stallion. They tell me he's got another full book again this year, so he did a great job straight off the cuff, and he's getting rewarded with some really good mares going to him now.
Tony, just finally, Zoo Style, as we know, 6 out of 6, and who knows what holds the future. The Everest, would you be interested if someone rang you up and said, would you be wanting to take our slot for the Everest?
Yeah, for sure and certain. I mean, anyone who's got a sprinter that is getting up towards elite level, I think you'd be mad not to want to be part of that race. It's just an absolute phenomenon. Now, look, whether he's earned the right to be in a race like that yet, very arguable, but he's got all the talent, this horse. He's got, you know, a very high cruising speed. So if someone saw something in him and thought that he might be able to go to the Everest. He's a young horse. He can handle wet and dry ground. Look, he wouldn't be out of place, and he wouldn't let him down, that's for sure.
Well, you've done the sell. Let's hope the phone rings.
Oh, well, you never know. We'll see what happens.
Hey, it'd be a massive thrill, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be a huge thrill. Okay. You know, when the concept first came around and everyone was sort of wondering how it would be, but it's just been an amazing concept in New South Wales racing. They've really done the right thing for racing with it. That's all everyone talks about. We're 5 months away from it now, and it's all people want to talk about. So it'd be certainly an event I'd love to be a part of. But just whether my horses have earned that right yet, I'm not sure.
Well, we'll cross our fingers for you, and good luck with him and through the carnival too, Tony. Good to catch up.
Thanks very much, Sean. Cheers, mate.